The following is distributed by the Berean Call.
Welcome. You're listening to the audio version of the Berean Call newsletter. I'm Gary Carmichael. This month's feature article entitled The Secret of Biblical Self-Improvement, Part 2, was written by and will be read by TBC Executive Director T.A. McMahon. And now, here's Tom.
Thanks, Gary. As we noted in Part 1 of this series, everyone wants to improve himself or herself, whether it's one's situation, condition, image, or whatever else people feel would make them happier. The world has conjured up a host of approaches in attempting to accomplish that goal, but its successes are rare and, at best, short-lived. The biblical approach, on the other hand, has as its objective temporal improvement and eternal outcomes. In his scriptures, God has given mankind instructions that will vastly improve one's condition on earth, as well as prepare us for eternal rewards to come. As our Creator, God alone knows every aspect of every human being, from the most minute part of our physical bodies to every thought our mind thinks. In other words, there is nothing that God doesn't know about us. Therefore, as we deal with situations and circumstances that come our way, we can't do better than to turn to the one who knows us best. According to the Manufacturer's Handbook, the Bible, the first humans, Adam and Eve, were created in perfection, but then disobeyed God, which resulted in the corruption of their natures and subsequently the natures of their offspring. Romans chapter 5, verse 12. Their sin affected their relationship with God, separating them and all mankind from Him, spiritually and physically for all eternity. Romans chapter 3, verse 23, and 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 7 to 9. Yet God, in His mercy, sent Jesus to pay the infinite penalty required for all mankind to be reconciled to Him. Our Lord's sacrifice satisfied God's perfect justice